Welcome to Shomar Shabbat. The Daf Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph concludes the sugyo that we learn Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Muyavi v'loy Muyavis, and from here we learn that David the Melech was a proper king because he was allowed to marry into Am Yisrael. And the Gemara concludes with a pasuk that says Matzasi David Avdi, same word as the Nimtzois, referring to the daughters of Loit. And the Gemara doesn't say it, but this is brought down the Medrash. So when it says, Matzasi David Avdi, I found David. So the Medrash, Eichel Matzasi, where did I find David? Matzasi b'Zdoim. I found David HaMelech in Zdoim, in the place of Zdoim, where the daughters of Loit came about to bring the Amoini and Muyavi, and from there comes David HaMelech. And here comes the question that many of the Mefarshim discussed, which is, why was David HaMelech need to come from something which seems to be wrong, seems to be bad? He's coming from Rusa Moavio. He's coming from a woman, which is a discussion, if she's mutar lakal, also lakal. The Gemara is machriya, we have halacha, we come from Shmuel and Navi, that amoini v'loi amoinis, muyavi v'loi muyavis. But it's something that we need to dash. It's not so clear on the surface. Why is David a melech? Why is Melech HaMashiach coming specifically from Mishpacha, which on the surface is not so clear? And this goes back already earlier to Yehuda. Because Yehuda's children came from when the time that he was with Tamar. Something that on the surface seems bad. Tamar on the surface seems like a Zaino. Even though, really, in reality, she was the one who was supposed to marry Yehuda, as she proved him later. But on the surface, it doesn't look right. Why is Melech HaMashiach coming specifically from something that on the surface doesn't look right? But here comes the big Yisoid, and this is what I heard from my Rebbe, Ramoy Shapir Zetzal, the way he explained the Divrei Rabbeinu. That the idea is that the whole purpose of David HaMelech and Malchus Beis David and Melech HaMashiach is to return the whole world back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To take all the sides, all the tzdodim that seem to be against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and turn them to be Kulum Shechem Echod Lo Yivdecho. They should also connect to Hashem. You have the mahalach haragil, you have the regular mahalach, you have people that come in and doing the right thing. That is one mahalach. But then you need to go and take all the bad and turn it to good. That's what David HaMelech brings to the world. David HaMelech is the one who comes to fix, to correct the wrongdoing of the world. It's brought down, the Odom Arishon, when he was supposed to live 1,000 years. After he realized that David HaMelech is going to be born and die right away, he gave 70 years of his life to David HaMelech. That's why Odom Arishon lived only 930 years, and David HaMelech lived for 70 years. I mean, David HaMelech is the one who corrects what Odom Arishon did wrong. Ramosh always used to mention, brought down, that Odom Arishon is the beginning of the world, Mashiach comes at the end, and the turning point is David HaMelech was about 3,000 years into the world. David HaMelech is the one who's and when the circle turns back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one bringing the world back. Odom Arishon gives him 70 years in order for him to bring the world back. Odom is Rosh HaTevis. Odom, David, Mashiach. That's the cycle bringing back the world to full tikkun. This is also Binyan Deyoimo. That's the reason David HaMelech belongs to Shavuos. We know David HaMelech was Nifta in Shavuos, and he was also born in Shavuos. Shavuos is the day of David HaMelech. Why does Shavuos belong to David HaMelech? So we know Shavuos, we got the Luchos HaRishonos. We got the Torah, but that was lost. The Luchos HaRishonos were broken. We got the second Luchos in Yom Kippur. So what do we have of Luchos HaRishonos? What we have from Luchos HaRishonos is the potential to go back, is the potential to return to our original place before the Chet. That's what David HaMelech is all about. We mentioned in previous Shiurim, what the Gemara tells us, that David HaMelech Hikim Ulo Shel Tshuva. He was the first one who did proper Tshuva. We mentioned the name of the Vilna Gaon. What does it mean he did proper tshuva? Many people did tshuva before. But he was the only one who was able to go back to his original state. Odom Arishon did a chet. Then he did tshuva. He still died. Reuven did a chet. He did tshuva. He didn't get back his bechoyu. But David HaMelech went back to his original state. That's his whole essence of returning the world, returning the me'uvas, returning the bad, and making it to good. That's why David HaMelech and Mashiach come specifically from something that looks bad, because they correct the bad. Yehuda, when he's with Tamar, it looks like something wrong. It looks like a Zaino. But Be'olimik is right, because that's what David HaMelech does. He turns everything that looks bad to turn to good, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech comes specifically from Amoini Moyavi, from Amoinis Moyavis, from the Umo that cannot connect to Am Yisrael, from the Umo which are the bad of the world, that they're so far that that's the only Umo connect, marry, and be mischaber to Am Yisrael. Dalko from that nation comes David HaMelech from the point which is fixable. That very bad nation, but they have the Nekevis, and the female that could connect, that's where David HaMelech comes. He comes from the place which is, seems to be the ultimate Ra and turns that into good, because that's the whole tafkid of David HaMelech and Mashiach. David HaMelech comes specifically from Rus HaMoravio. Heichon Matzasi is David. Where do I find David? I find him in Zdoim. I find him in the worst of the worst and the lowest of the world. That's what David HaMelech is, because he returns all that back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.